I think I'm going to continue to evolve, hopefully, to keep it exciting, you know. But I think what I've done with this record is kind of find my voice a little bit. Yeah, style of singing that feels very comfortable to me and very natural to me.
Besides finding his voice, British singer Finley Brown has done some pretty important things lately. He turned 30, moved to Brooklyn, and got married. And on top of all that, Finley Brown has just made his American debut with the album Love Will Find You. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hey there, I'm Rita Houston. While Finley Brown's first album, Separated by the Sea, endeared him to the London folk scene, his new album, Love Will Find You, might build him more of a base among Elvis fans. Well, he's got a Roy Orbison meets Richard Hawley kind of voice and a very Elvis-like pompadour. And his new album demonstrates that even though he doesn't sport the Elvis-style mutton chops, he does have the chops to croon his way into audiences' hearts. Recently, Finley Brown hopped in a cab from his new home neighborhood of Williamsburg with his acoustic guitar in tow. And he told Claudia Marshall that it took a broken leg and some time laid up on his sister's couch with a laptop to help him discover the wall of sound.
So I was staying on her couch for, must have been about 3 or 4 months. I didn't have any of my music with me. But I had my laptop and this kind of thread started to appear, this kind of web of, you know, you go on iTunes and you go on a compilation, you know, of like Chess Records, say, or something. You see another artist you've never heard of, and then that leads you to another artist, and before you know it, you've bought 30, 40 tunes within about 20 minutes.
It can be very expensive.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you started to explore a type of music that you really hadn't spent a lot of time with previously.
No, I mean, there's a lot of the stuff I knew about. I mean, I knew about Roy Orbison, I knew about Motown and, you know, Chuck Berry and all these kind of things. And I was just listening to that kind of genre over and over again, and really sort of, without being a geek, without, you know, I was kind of analyzing it in a sense. I was kind of doing my homework in a sense.
I think you were being a geek, just so you know.
Probably.
Lost in the sand, leaving this land, gone with a smile. If we believe forever, we'll go on together. Just a thought like this can make it true. If I could do it again, you know I do. If I could do it again, you know I'd do it with you.
What draws you to this particular song?
Well, the main reason is the singer is a guy called Matt Monro, who actually last time I was here, I was talking to Rita about, because she's a big Sinatra fan, and there was a few other people that we were digging. And I said, you've got to check this guy out, Matt Monro. He was another guy that George Martin was looking after. He was kind of they called him the English Frank Sinatra. He was like an English crooner from the late 60s. He also did the tune Born Free, which was a big one. But he did this one, From Russia With Love, the James Bond song.
From Russia with love, I fly to you. Much wiser since my goodbye to you. I've traveled the world to learn I must return.
Finley Brown on a live cover of From Russia With Love. His American debut album is Love Will Find You. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. You can hear much more from Finley Brown online anytime in the archives at WFUV.org.